This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, Bizarros, to our second show. Our program focuses on the crazy and sometimes insanely funny events that unfold on our planet Earth. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your pilot as we explore these marvels of mysterious mischiefs. All reports and facts you hear have been certified to be 100% genuine and true. So buckle your seatbelts as we prepare for takeoff into a world we call Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro News.
A Dutch McDonald's has been forced to remove a pair of mouth-shaped urinals after a complaint by a tourist. The Netherlands branch said it was removing the bright red mouth-shaped urinals after a disgusted U.S. customer complained to McDonald's head office in the U.S. The Netherlands manager of the fast food outlet named the bright red mouth-shaped urinals kisses were works of art, which he was now going to have to sell off. The mouth-shaped urinals, designed by Utrecht-based firm called Bathroom Mania, has already caused quite a controversy. Virgin Airways was forced to scrap plans in 2004 to install two of the Kisses urinals at New York's John F. Kennedy Airport after complaints that they looked like women's mouths. A Serbian man needed emergency surgery after he had had sex with a hedgehog on the advice of a witch doctor. Zoran Nikolovic, age 35, from Belgrade, says a witch doctor told him it would cure his premature ejaculation. He ended up in an operating room after the hedgehog's needles left his penis severely lacerated. A hospital spokesperson said the hedgehog animal was apparently unhurt and the patient came off much worse from the encounter. We have managed, though, to repair the damage to his penis. A sandwich half-eaten by Britney Spears is currently being auctioned off on eBay. The half-eaten egg salad sandwich was left behind by Britney Spears at a recent award ceremony and was taken home by a waiter who realized its possible money-making potential. So far, there have been 23 bids, with the highest one currently around £47 or $76. Describing his actions on eBay, the waiter said, "If the restaurant does not say anything about how I'm supposed to discard their food, then who cares?" He went on to say, "When I got home, I pulled out the camera, took a few before shots, then vacuum sealed them right away. The vacuum sealer will preserve this item for years and years." An Argentinian robber was caught after he lost his false teeth. Juan Navarro from Cordoba saw one of the three masked men who held him up lose his false teeth. In his hurry to escape with jewelry and cash, the robber left the false teeth behind and Mr. Navarro handed them promptly over to the police. 2 days later, after the robbery, Mr. Navarro noticed that his own nephew had suddenly seemed to have lost his false teeth. A police spokesperson said, "Mr. Navarro had come straight to us, and then we had these dentures analyzed, and they did turn out to belong to his nephew." A drunken Chinese man hoping to hug a panda at Beijing Zoo was mauled by one of these lovable animals after he jumped into its panda enclosure. Zhang Yinyan, on his very first trip to Beijing and his first time to see a member of the endangered panda species, was attacked by Gugu the panda Tuesday afternoon, the Beijing Morning Post reported. Both of Zhang's legs were bitten by the panda as they wrestled in the outdoor enclosure in front of scores of shocked onlookers. Security guards and zookeepers rushed to the scene to rescue Zhang after being alerted by the onlookers. Zhang said he was surprised that the fence around the enclosure was so low and that zoo-goers could get so close to these animals. That's when the idea struck him to jump over and into the enclosure and to try to hug one of the pandas. Although Zhang was unable to actually hug the panda bear, he did manage to bite back while fighting the animal off. "I was able to reach over and give that animal a bite on his back," Zhang, age 35, told the paper. "His skin, though, is really thick. Pandas have long been known to have a wild streak and are capable of attacking humans, especially if they feel threatened. A German woman chopped off her dead husband's penis to pickle it as a souvenir of their marriage. Uta Schneider, age 65, used a butcher knife to hack off Heinrich's manhood in a Stuttgart hospital, reports the German Sun. She wrapped it in foil and put it in a lunchbox to take home, but was spotted by a nurse and was later arrested. Uta, who was wed to Heinrich, age 68, for 35 years, is now accused of mutilation. She reportedly told the police it was his best asset and gave her so much pleasure. "I wanted to pickle it for eternity," she said. "He would have wanted it like that. We called it his joystick, and I wanted it to remember him by."
Bizarro Holidays.
October's monthly observances include Adopt a Shelter Dog Month, Celebrate Sun-Dried Tomatoes Month, Go Hog Wild and Eat a Country Ham Month, National Caramel and National Chili Month. Weekly observances for the first week of October include the National Carry a Tune Week, National Work From Home Week, and Squirrel Appreciation Week. Our daily holidays include, on the 4th, it's Tin 4 Day, Balloons Around the World Day. On the 5th, it's National Depression Screening Day. On the 6th, it's Lee's National Denim Day, Mad Hatter Day, World Smile Day, and the National Diversity Day. On the 7th, it's Bald and Free Day, International Newspaper Carriers Day. On the 8th, it's American Tag Day. On the 9th, it's Columbus Day, World Post Day, Curious Events Day, Moldy Cheese Day, and the National Kick Butt Day. On the 10th, it's Hunter's Moon Day, World Mental Health Day, and the National Angel Food Cake Day. On the 11th, it's My Party Day, Take Your Teddy Bear to Work Day, Emergency Nurses Day. It's also the National Coming Out Day and International Day for Natural Disaster Reduction Day.
Bizarro Facts!
An office desk has 400 times more bacteria than a toilet seat. The product spray WD-40 got its name because there were 40 earlier attempts before the final creation of the water-displacing substance. The French have a donut called a nun's fart. In 1943, Navy officer Grace Hopper found a glitch in her computer. After investigating, she discovered the system did indeed have a bug, a real bug. Turns out that a moth had made its way into Hopper's computer. Hopper's bug story is now credited with making bug the synonym of choice in the computer industry. Every single hamster in the United States today comes from one single litter of hamsters captured in Syria in the year 1930. An olive tree can live up to 1,500 years. In Tokyo, a bicycle is faster than a car for most trips of less than 50 minutes. Your body creates and kills off 15 million red blood cells per second. When glass breaks, the cracks move faster than 3,000 miles per hour. To photograph such an event, the camera must shoot at 1/1,000,000th of a second. Alaska law says that you can't look at a moose while on an airplane. For every 1 gram of soil, there are 10 million bacteria living in it. Jell-O was declared the official state snack of Utah in January 2001. In Israel, religious law forbids picking your nose on the Sabbath. In the 1930s, American track star Jesse Owens used to race against horses and dogs to earn extra cash. The martial art of karate actually originated in India, but was later developed further in China. In 1783, a sheep, a duck, and a rooster were the very first passengers ever to ride in a hot air balloon. The passengers were reportedly unharmed, although deemed delicious at a later date. Well, friends, that's going to wrap up show number 2 of Mondo Bizarro. We hope you enjoyed yourself, and we'll look forward to next week's podcast. Until then, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.